perhaps on financial. But here, Dave, I think they can pretty much trust our opinion. Now, that can be controversial on its own, right? Everyone says, oh, you might have an agenda. Dave, you work at Libsyn, so maybe you have an agenda when you give podcast information, right?
Yeah, that's I get that. As soon as I've been there 5 years, and anytime I say anything about media hosting, people are like, oh, you're going to say that because you work for Libsyn. And I'm like, eh. But two of the shows that I trust the most, one is Congressional Dish by Jen Briney, who actually used to read all the bills that went through Congress, and she's still almost sane. And then the other one is the No Agenda Show with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And both those guys have extensive show notes. In fact, Jen is like, look, if I say something and you think I'm wrong, bring it. I'm not here to go who's wrong and who's right. Let's figure out what the truth is together. So it's a completely different it's not the whole I'm right, you're wrong kind of setup. But both those shows are, and they talk about stuff that you just won't hear on regular TV, which is sad because like they just the No Agenda just talked about how there was a reported news that this 2-month-old kid died of COVID, like 2 months old. Okay, that news story on mainstream media forgot to mention the kid was born with its like guts on the outside of its body.